Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just can't see as well, you know. And so, when I'm in the box, I don't have to. Like I said, you have always have a guy telling personnel, you know what I'm saying? So I can see, I did personnel years in Green Bay, so I can see guys running in and out so I can get the call in quicker. On the field, you can't see it as well. You can't see if the ball's on the hash or in the middle as well when you're on the field where you can see it. So if you have certain calls that are predicted by the hash or the middle of the field, so things like that. But, we have guys we're going to adjust and we're going to work around it.
Will Joe Witt calling plays from the field help? What will this do for the defense? That's the question on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. I don't think it matters if he's in the box or on the sideline. He could walk out to midfield like a youth coach if he wants to, like Danny coaching flag football. He could stand right behind center, short of helping to tackle the quarterback unsuspecting, who's not looking because he's a coach with a headset on. I don't know how much what he calls and where he calls it from is going to matter in some of these games against superior opponents. So I'm expecting very little in the way of results based on this change.
Seriously, it's the equivalent to me of deciding, normally I tie my right shoe first, I'll tie my left shoe first now. Because again, you're trading. It's 6-1, half dozen of the other. There's a reason the coaches do it up there, right? They go to the box because you can see, and it's this, and there's the utility. But again, there's trade-offs to every move. This is not changing anything in substantive. It's just, again, where you happen to be making the same calls from. So, no, I think it doesn't make any bit of difference at all. But good for him for at least being willing to try something in that regard.
I also liked hearing that players have been asking him to do this, I guess, throughout the season, he put it, which tells me that they know that they can get more out of this staff. It is a window into the fact that they think Witt himself as a coordinator, as a play caller, maybe the staff, is leaving meat on the bone. If you're saying, hey, what if you did this differently? Just the mere suggestion of that, maybe it's in a brainstorming session where all ideas are being thrown out there and put on a whiteboard, but it makes you think. When we had today a social media storyline, I hate these, but welcome to 2025, where Mike Singletary, I'm sure. Mike Sanristil.
He could help him.
I wish he was around. Mike Sanristil liked a tweet, Instagram post, whatever the hell it was, of somebody who said that Mikey's not the problem. How he's playing is a reflection on the scheme. You know, the coaching and the scheme are the problem. And he likes that. And still it is like to this moment. He's one of your team captains. He's got the commander's tag. This is one of your really high character guys who's one of the leaders in the locker room. That makes you go, a little bit, I would say, doesn't it?
Has to. It's frustrating. You're right, because he liked the comment or whatever. It's just I hate going down that road.
He could have just been scrolling and clicked the heart. Nobody knows.
I also don't know if he's got like a social media manager or like his wife had his phone or something. I have no idea. So I hate doing anything other than that. But it is a small window into something. To me, this is I bet you that the calls aren't perfect. I bet you that the scheme isn't exactly right. I also know that they don't have great personnel. And where I always say this is, if you had neutral personnel, if there was such a thing, this is the exercise we always try to do with quarterbacks, with offenses, with coaches, whatever. If you gave them exactly league average personnel, would this coach outperform or underperform his peers? And my view was underperform. Because my point is, I understand they don't have great defensive personnel at most spots. You can't be the worst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't be an embarrassment. You can't be up there with teams that have rolled over and died. You can't be up there with whatever it is, 8 yards per play, with some of these teams that are the dregs that are picking first in this league. You are either 30th, 31st, or 32nd and stuff. I understand you not being fifth. I get that. I'm very aware. You're on your 10th defensive end or whatever the hell the number is. I understand you are limited by a million and one factors. You can't be the worst. That's what I always kind of come back to is, yeah. I get you not being great. I'd love improvement. Well, and we'll tweak it and we'll work at it. You can't be this bad where they know before you know. Talking about your opponents. Your opponents know where your weakness is. For multiple straight weeks, you could picture the route. Tucker Kraft did it. Trey Tucker did it. The Cowboys had a couple guys do it where it takes an extra second. One guy starts on one side, goes behind the linebackers in front of the safety, just jogs to a free wide open space, 20 some yards, whenever the hell they feel like it. They know it before you do. That's an issue.
Here's the problem is that Tucker Kraft did it and Trey Tucker did it. But right now, Chris Tucker could do it too.
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously. Are you Tucker?
A guy that drives a truck could do it.
You can also do it. They can't do anything right now. They can't rush the quarterback. They're not a good tackling team. They give up way too many yards after the catch. There's not enough people around pass catchers. They don't rally to the football. And they don't force incompletions. 0.5 of football for Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
3 all game when he had 4 touchdowns. And I think one of those was on a drop. So what can you hang your hat on? I actually believe, if you want to go full blame pie on the defense, that the biggest piece of pie for why they're this bad is probably injuries to the edge position. Why they're this bad. I think if everybody was healthy, they would just be regular bad. It'd be what you're asking for, essentially. Right. Like, just don't be last. Okay, well, now I'm 23rd. How do you feel about that? Now I'm 24th. Now everyone's okay? I don't think they should be. Is the personnel good enough to be top 10? Probably not. But there's no reason to feel like Joe Witt is special. There's no reason. He's never done this before. There's no track record you can point to and say, when he was a coordinator and called plays in this place, look how good they were. And that's what I always come back to. With inexperienced guys who are getting their first shot, if it looks really bad, I'm sorry, but I'm a track record guy. All I can go off of is your track record. And it's over. Because last year the defense was below average, and this year it's terrible. How many guys are getting better? How many young guys are developing? How many guys that you liked last year, see Mikey Sanders still, are better this year? He's certainly not. And so all of these things come back to coaching in some way. So I'm on a trajectory. Would I fire him right now? Absolutely not. I've already told you I would have taken away play calling duties this week. because I'm Dan Quinn and I'm a defensive-minded head coach, and I've coordinated top five defenses in my entire career as a DC, so I'm getting more involved. But my current trajectory, even with the injuries and even with the personnel being what it is, would be to make a change at defensive coordinator this offseason. I don't think there's much reason to do it now in a lost year. What's the point of that? Blow him out to see if some young guy on your staff you're going to elevate and give a shot to? I guess you could do that. I'm going and getting probably somebody established outside the building who is a hot commodity around the league anyway, if things don't turn around. So that's kind of how I'd be feeling if I was Dan Quinn. But I don't think this is mainly on Joe Witt. I think this is mainly on a poor defense, is riddled by injuries and is now historically terrible. And why we're poor, if we're answering that, is probably some Joe Witt and some players. And that's how I divvy up the pie. But we're on a trajectory where there's no way you can run this back next year. Zero way.
No, without a doubt. So I look at it this way. Washington is quite literally the worst in the NFL in terms of adjusted yards per attempt, net yards per attempt, when somebody passes. Here's the bottom line. When someone drops back to pass, Washington is worse than Dallas, than Miami, than the Jets, than the Saints, than the Bengals, than the Titans. Teams that we are laughing at, that we consider punchlines, right? The Jets are having a fire sale. Washington, again, to remind everybody, did nothing at the trade deadline. The only thing that's done was Joe Witt asked to go to the field. That's it. They are the worst in this league when someone drops back to pass. Their pressure percentage is still okay. That's going to continue to go down because they've lost, as you mentioned, all their pass rushers.
That's an important point, too, by the way. I think their pressure has gotten worse in recent weeks. But you could blame that on their three injuries on the edge and the fact that they're decimated at the position and say, well, of course they're terrible against the pass. They don't really get enough pressure. But they're actually a lot better at the pressure stuff than the coverage stuff, and they don't have that many injuries at the coverage stuff.
When they were pressuring, they were still horrendous once the ball left the quarterback's hands.
Correct.
We have plenty of evidence of that. You don't get to be last in the league with a couple of bad weeks.
They were one of the best sacking, pressure-producing teams in the league, and their secondary was still giving up gaudy numbers to quarterbacks. They were still giving up explosives in big plays. Let's go to Josh listening on the Odyssey app in California. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, Grant? What's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
So, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, subscribes to the fact that, or the idea that I think scheme plays a lot more. I think Sam Ristill's post says a lot, but he really should have been on the field at the halftime of the Dallas game. I mean, I don't think anybody is three touchdowns better than anybody in the NFL. And, you know, I think that's the reason the last week was so embarrassing, is like, how can you possibly start a game like this? How can you not make changes immediately? And waiting until the season is literally on the brink is what's the most frustrating. It really should have been done weeks ago. How are you supposed to understand what the players are going through the game if you're in the press box and you can't hear how they're communicating on the sidelines?
Right. So, Josh, it's a good phone call. And look, I'll say one more time, I have empathy for the injuries. I do. It can't be this easy. You guys watched the game like I did against Seattle. Danny, you knew they were going play action, dig to Jackson Smith and Jigba to beat a zone. And they did it over.
Whenever they won.
Over.
Whenever they won.
Over and over. They have no answers. It just can't be this easy. I'm not suggesting you should lead the league in defense or shut somebody out or hold a team to 13. It just can't be wide open every single time. Throwing against air like it's a 7-on-7 drill, which is what happened against Darnold in Seattle. That's what happened.
Yeah. There's no way around that point. And to me, like, again, we're all formed by our experiences. I watched a Greg Williams defense with nobody, with Warwick Holdman and a bunch of, jabronis, basically just say, okay, let's play assignment sound and we'll be okay. There was a year where they couldn't rush the quarterback at all, and Sean Springs led the team in sacks, blitzing from the corner spot, because they had to find some way to hit the guy every now and again. My point is, I understand without any good personnel, you are not going to be great. All we were asking for, I think, was a slight improvement from last year. And how folly was that? How stupid was that in retrospect? Don't be embarrassing. And they are embarrassing.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
We did the topic yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you get most wrong about this team? It's actually a good convo with a lot of good calls if you guys want to podcast it tonight. But my answer was, I thought the defense would be better.
Better.
What a dumb person I am. What a fat goof.
Like, respectfully, We were both pretty stupid.
I mean, I am a stupid person.
You might be a little stupid.
A dumb, stupid head.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.